Well, hey there! Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And, well, you know us as your dynamic duo. I say it kind of kooky every time, but it's kind of fun. But today, we are back on our seven-part series as we lead up to Thanksgiving and Christmas. We are on part two. Jen, what are we talking about? What is part two for today?
Today we are talking about dealing with social pressures during the holidays.
Boom. Just take that in for a second. but yeah, we are talking about social pressures during the holidays. And more so, this is about, I mean, you probably have your own thoughts what this is about already, but like we're thinking about, you know, pressure from family and friends to indulge and kind of everything else that kind of accompanies that.
So I wanted to delve into this a little bit and just share with y'all where this stems from. So what I learned in my EFT tapping for weight loss program that I did a bit back. I did it, got a certification in EFT tapping. And one of the things that I learned in there was that one of the most common weight loss blockers are limiting, the best way I can explain it is they're limiting beliefs that keep weight on our bodies, okay? So the one that I thought of today that I do see being pretty common for women that, well, probably for most of us is it's a fear of making other people feel bad. So it's like, if I make them feel bad, then I've done something wrong. So if they feel bad about the way I'm eating, then I did something wrong, or, right? Do you get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm like thinking over here how to best explain this, but I think that kind of sums it up, right? Like I had a couple experiences that Emily does too, but where we wanted to give you some that, oh my gosh, I can't talk this morning. Examples,
no, you're doing
we have
great.
Some examples. I wanted to kind of just dig into a little bit just to kind of give a feel for what can be and how we deal with it. So this is all to say that if you deal with social pressure, you are not alone. Like, it's easy to feel bad if we think other people will feel bad.
Yes. And yeah, you had a good story a little bit earlier.
Which one? No, I'm just playing.
But I mean, something that I was kind of thinking about as it kind of applies to that actually. Because I was thinking about, once again, Thanksgiving, and just being with all of the family in one room. I mean, there's a lot of people. My grandpa has 14 brothers and sisters, so all of their
14?
Family. Yeah.
Cool.
I know. That's close to your family.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. But, like, we used to just gather in, like, an Elks Club or something. I mean,
fun.
A lot of people kind of do their own thing now, but there's still a lot to show up. And so I always think about, like, you know, they always make an announcement. Okay, everybody start dishing up, blah, blah, blah. And so we go through the line, go through the table, and there's just so much food. I mean, granted, everyone feels like they need to bring something. And people are like, oh my gosh, that's Aunt So-and-so's best version of, I think of my Aunt Bonnie and her pumpkin roll.
Yes, pumpkin roll.
And they're like, this is the best one ever. And uncle's blah, blah, blah is something. And so they're like, you gotta try it. I'm just like, ugh. And like, I mean, of course I'm like, yeah, I do gotta try it. If it's the best, I gotta try it.
And everybody brings their best, so that's a lot of best.
Exactly. And so I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be like, about to explode after this. So I was just like thinking about when people say, you gotta try this, what is often my response? And what if I don't want to, or I think maybe that won't make me feel the best, and maybe I shouldn't. I mean, shouldn't is a bad word, but like, what is best for me? What is like some kind of like one-liner I can use so I don't make the person feel bad, like you were saying? We don't want them to feel bad if we say, no, I don't want to try their thing, or I don't want to try your thing, or whatever.
Well, and really quick, sorry, I just want to say that what I've realized is that is all in my head 99% of the time. Like, sure, they might feel bad, but probably I feel more concerned about that. I've realized that, like, it's not that complicated if I just say what Emily's about to say or something that works for me. Mm-hmm. Other people don't actually tend to, it doesn't seem like they feel that bad, the experiences I've had. It's just like kind of in my head, I worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I know.
So what would you say? Did you want to give an example, or did you want to pose that to people so they can have their own like one liner?
You know, I wanted to pose it, but then I was also trying to think of my own and I haven't come up with one yet.
Well, I can share a conversation I had with someone with one of my friends the other day. I was telling her how I had some plans for a few days. I was going away with a friend, and how I was it was just on my mind that I realized that the other person and I were at different like places in life where it's right for me, like right now, to be really disciplined and do a certain protocol that my doctor has me doing for my health, and it is pretty strict. But I just, it's the right thing for me right now, and I am able to stick to it. So then this is a good time for me to be doing that, and it's for good reasons, right? But at other times when I was doing it for like out of weight hate or like shame or all those things, you know, those bad vibes, if it's coming from a place of fear or a negative emotion, then it doesn't tend to work out. Often leads to binge eating. So anyways, I was talking to a friend about that, and I was just like, I'm not really sure how I want to handle that. And she had a really good point. She's like, you don't have to explain the whole thing, but you could just share with them like how the reasons that you're doing what you're doing, like they don't have to know how strict it is, because that would probably make this particular person feel bad. But you can just have those healthy options like apple slices and your celery and all the different things that are good for you, like handy, and be munching on those. And then you can just be sharing what you're doing is for your health and how much better you're feeling. Like, share your result, your non-scale victories, basically, right?
Yeah.
And those are never going to be, I don't think those things are going to be a bad thing for anyone. Everybody can probably benefit from encouragement to treat their body with love and respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when we get focused on the size and the numbers and all those things that people start feeling bad about themselves, because let's face it, our bodies are never all going to look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great example.
So I think it has to do a lot with talking about like the inner like results that we're getting rather than the outer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like how much better our bodies feel and how much better our bodies are working, how much better my sleep is and all this stuff, right?
Yeah. I think that's cool too, because it kind of teaches the other person in that moment that those things are important, and maybe they're like, oh, I've been struggling that. I didn't even think about that. My food could be causing that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know a big one for me, and I'll be honest, I actually did end up eating gluten and sugar on this said vacation, right? And so that plan was a good one. And then honestly, there was a lot of things going on. And so my pivot during that trip, I don't regret it necessarily, but walking away from it, I can say that after eating that sugar and gluten, my body is feeling more achy. My back kind of locked up from sleeping on a different bed, but also because I'd been eating some sugar. And that in and of itself is a really great reminder for me of why I typically don't eat sugar and gluten. So then the, not battle, but the, what's the word? The the practice that I like to take on then is to not feel bad about that. Like, we don't then have to like have guilt and shame about it or what we did, but it's just like another reminder. Like, that's how I see it. I work on being compassionate, like self-compassion, and just be like, okay, like that was just 2 days of my life. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back to what is working well for me and feeling better again within literally 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to stay stuck in the stuck. Like, if that right. makes sense. So yeah. It's like, some of this is planning, in my opinion, and then planning for or having a plan for success, but then also being able to pivot, like, given all you've got going on, what's the best way to handle it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it might be that you end up having a slice of pizza instead of that salad if you didn't have time to get the salad, right? Like, mm-hmm. but then what do you do after that is mostly, I think, where it counts. Like,
yes,
we have to stop being so afraid to mess up, I think.
Yeah.
Because that fear of failure is, in my opinion, what keeps us stuck on the yo-yo forever.
Mm-hmm.
Or for a long time.
Yeah, because our focus is on it. And so mm-hmm. we're always going to go back to what
yes.
we're focused on.
Right.
Which kind of leads me to another thought that I was having about this. Is just like when we are in our gatherings and we go there, they're like, we're gonna eat all this food. Like, I was thinking, okay, how can I shift that focus to like, because obviously it's centered on food, but there's a lot of other things too mm-hmm. that we can do. Like, I don't know, I was thinking about this for myself. I was at a little get together last night and they had a little snack table, and I found myself standing around the table, grazing the table with my friends there. And while that's not all bad, I ate more than I wanted to, and I felt crappy after. So, like,
this is like, we're here to confess to you guys that we're
yeah.
sorry, not to get.
It's true though. They gotta know that.
But we're human.
We are human.
We're all human.
We are human, and we are learning these things alongside you. So shifting focus, you know, I mean, instead of, okay, what's all the food I'm going to eat today? Maybe it's like, how can I fill my cup up today? And that can be, you know, talking to a friend or relative at your gathering that you haven't seen in a while. It can mean like, what, I mean, I like to play games at gatherings, and that's kind of a new thing for my family in these recent years, is playing games at these, because, I don't know, we've all kind of grown up and don't go to the big gatherings. We kind of have our own, and then we kind of go there a little bit, but anyway, games and like taking like a group walk or something. Just like bonding. And so letting the focus be on like bonding with the people that you're there with in other ways besides food. Yeah. So that's kind of what I was thinking. And, you know, another thing I was thinking about too is the people that you go with, maybe you have an agreement with each other to hold each other accountable too. So when you see the other person maybe going back for more than they agreed to with you, maybe ask the question, hey, do you want to eat that right now? Maybe they're just doing it out of like autopilot. Maybe they're like, no, I actually don't, you know, things like that. I'm babbling.
I was just like chuckling, not chuckling, but like kind of smiling to myself, because I don't know if you've seen that meme, but there's a meme that's like, I just need somebody to walk around popping bad food out of my hand or something like that. And I'm like, okay, so I don't know about you, but that didn't really work for me, but I guess it depends on where it's coming from and who's saying it, right? Like,
yes.
Not that I had somebody doing that, but I remember one of my siblings being like, you want to be eating that? And I was, it was like so offensive. But that's different, right? Like,
yeah.
It's not like a friend that you ask to remind you of your goals. So,
right.
Anyways, I think it all does boil down to how we want to feel. Like, we've said this lots of times on the podcast, but if you can remember how you want to feel, then it will help you to do the things that help you feel that way, right? And so, like Emily's saying, moving your body is a really good one. It actually moves around the glucose in your body so that you, like, the cravings that you have even will change if you move your body. So
that's kind of cool. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Science tip for the day.
Yeah, I'm going to stop at that and let you just Google that, because I don't think I am going to get it right with the verbiage.
But it's a scientific fact that if you get up and move around after eating, then it moves glucose in your cells so that you don't store fat the same. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And honestly, when your blood sugar is different, you won't have those same cravings. So, okay. So hopefully this was helpful for you. We just wanted to give y'all a few. What is going on with y'all? I don't know, but we're not in Texas. But I just wanted to give everyone some ideas and some real life examples of what can happen and how we deal with those things. Wanted to let you know you're not alone, and that it is possible to, on average, eat healthier than we have, right? Like, we're getting a little bit healthier every day. We're not striving for perfection. We are striving for progress.
Yes.
So.
Amen.
Those are attainable goals.
Yes, so. It is. That's
all
good.
Right. Well, hopefully this was helpful for you guys, and thanks for listening. What do we, check this out. I was like, what else do we say at the end here? It's a Monday. Okay. I do still have a few spots left on my calendar for clarity calls, which we've been talking about lately on the podcast with people, if somebody wants one. But I also have my self-paced online course ready for you. So the phase one of Beyond the Diet, the self-paced course, is all about a blueprint, a pathway for you to follow to food freedom. So if you have been feeling stressed and overwhelmed about food and are ready to have it food be more simple and just have more fun and enjoy your life and food, this is for you. So I will leave the link in the show notes so that you can check that out. Check out the details of that.
Boom.
Shakalaka.
Shakalaka. All right, everybody. Well, we will catch you next week. Tune in for part 3.
Have a lovely week.
Ta-ta.